WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stick around for the Antique Phonograph Music Program.
Who's going to be on tonight? Is this Mac here?
Your host.
I don't see Mac.
The old codger filling in for Mac.
The guest here, I don't see Mac. How about under the console? Is Mac there?
Nope.
Let me try this CD drawer. Maybe he's wedged in there. Oh, there's Mac. He's wedged in the CD drawer.
Yeah, Mac is here too, in the CD drawer.
You know, people think Mac plays 70 RPM records and cylinders. He plays compact discs.
Yeah. All right, so here's
his cover.
Here's your first cylinder.
Thank you.
Say, Winoni, I was by your house last night, and guess what happened?
What happened, Mom?
Your grandma was playing the numbers.
Well, you just finding that out?
Well, what do you know?
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Now we know.
We found out.
We found out that grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
She couldn't keep it hid.
We found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the numbers. Think about them every day. Dreams about them every night. Gets up early in the morning. See that her numbers come out just right.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the number. Her soul,
we found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes.
We found out.
We found out.
We found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the numbers. She's at the fruit stand every day, buys bananas by the bunch. She looks at all the price tags. That's why she gets her hunch.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the numbers.
Hey, grandma, did you get your numbers in yet?
Well, I snap it in, son.
Well, what did you play?
3, 6, 9.
Well, what do you know?
Chaps like a game of tennis. Some like boating on the sea. Some are fond of cricket or a ball, they want to kick it. But there's only one sport that appeals to me. I love to hike, that's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I tramp a mile, then sit a while. And bumblebee there in the grass comes and stings me on my elbow. Down comes the rain and I get wet through. I can't blow my nose because it's already blue. I catch a chill and feel so ill. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. That's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. While tramping back, the night was black. My girl tripped into a ditch. I said, you are a clumsy bounder. She shouted, help. I thought I'd begin pulling around, but she kept pulling me in. The ditch was high. We drank it dry. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I love to hike. That's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. My girl and me sat neath a tree. A great big blackbird with its claws came and tore off my girl's jumper. When she got home, she heard mother shout, you haven't come home, the same as when you went out. She hung her head and blushing said, hey, but it's a grand and healthy life.
It's a grand and healthy and very long life. And it's not over yet. So, Kaja, and they say you can't take it with you. Well, if I can't, I'm not going. That's why I'm still here. Also, thanks to the great, 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 great grandfather clause in my contract with WFMU. The worst radio station in the universe, except now. That's because Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, is here to play quality music for the next 55 minutes. I fill it in for Mac. He's got the antique phonograph hour. I've got the physical cheap cigar boudoir. Yes, let me get the cigar right here. Gonna stub it out in the console. Take that, manager Ken Friedman. Yes. So, that was George Formby with It's a Grand and Healthy Life. And the program opened up to one of my favorite songs, Wynonie Harris, singing Grandma Plays the Numbers. So, I'm Courtney T. Edison, the old codger that let me fill in every so often, do a radio show. That's why I'm here. So, I hope you enjoy the music. It's going to be 78 RPM records only. I do not play any other format. As far as I'm concerned, they don't exist. It's on 78, or it doesn't exist. Okay? You're delusional. If you see music on a compact disc, or a cassette, or whatever the hell those things are, it's in the grooves of a 78 RPM record. So, okay, we're going to play some Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra here on Courtney T. Edison, old codger, WFMU.
Thank you. something upon my shelf. I'm a fool about what is left, and I'm keeping it for myself. So try and get it. You can't buy it, cause I won't sell. You won't get it, so you can tell. I should keep it if I catch well. So try and get it. Yes, there's someone, there will come one who will make me fall. By then, maybe like a baby, I'll say just take it all. No use getting down on your knees. I meet beggars and then I freeze. I shall give it to whom I please, but try and get it. All the world knows Cleo had it. Kings and dukes sat in their fears. Caesar heard they couldn't get it. Then he got down on his knees. He gave Greece and Rome to Cleo. That's when those two countries split. Cleo said, throw in your army, then I'll give you a little bit. Knocking these dames today, who's got fortunes they gave away, but I'm keeping my fortune safe, so try and get it. You may think that I'm out of jam, I'm just skeptical of a jam, got my pearl and I'm like a clam, so try and get it. I said someday there will come my way, one I can't resist, then I'll take up even makeup. For all the fun I've missed, I'm not stingy and I'm not a care. I'm not good and I'm not bad. I've got something that can be had, but try and get it.
She's so neat, she's got that love and it's hard to beat. Have you ever seen Lady from St. Paul? Had you ever met that lady from St. Paul? Had you ever seen that lady from St. Paul? I'm totally bopping, beeping, bopping, doo dee doo, skiddly bopping, bopping, doo dee doo, doodly dee doo, lady from St. Paul. Thank you.
That's a fine music there, composed by Reginald Forsythe. My dentures are a little loose, I'm sorry. They're my third set of dentures. And they're older than you. That was Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys with Serenade to a Wealthy Widow, written by Reginald Forsythe. There, I spat it out. This whole console, as far as I'm concerned, is my spittoon. Before that, we heard from Fletcher Henderson and Connie Zinn Orchestra with Radio Rhythm. Bobby Gordon and his rhythm did Lady from St. Paul. Before that, a 70 RPM record by B. Foot and called Try and Get It. And that before that was Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with the new East St. Louis Toodaloo. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I'm filling in tonight for Mac. Antique Phonograph Hour, the only other show that plays good music on this wretched radio station, WFMU. Yes, and I know what you're thinking. First time you've tuned in, you're thinking I'm a drunken, wacky, self-absorbed old coot. Well, you're right about some of that. I can read your mind. But you don't know what I'm thinking. What's in my head stays in my head. Unless, of course, it tumbles out of my mouth. That has been known to happen. Sometimes, in fact, I can't help it. Because I'm a drunken, wacky, self-absorbed old coot. But still, you cannot read my mind, or you cannot know what I'm thinking. I have a tinfoil helmet to thwart psychic penetration and electronic eavesdropping. And I have a secondary defense. It's a cranial force field that repels all attempts by you to engage your prefrontal cortex to detect my motives and intentions. In other words, let me spell it out for you. You are helpless before me. Yes, you are helpless before me. So get behind me, where you belong. You, the listener, respect your elders and your superiors. I am both. If you're a woman, just think of me as God's gift to you. I don't have to prove anything. The facts speak for themselves. If you're a man, I just want you to know that mine is bigger than yours. Yes, I challenge any man. Mine is bigger. Show me yours, I'll show you mine. And we'll see who has a bigger 70 RPM record collection. Mine is bigger. Anyway, Courtney T. Edison, old gods are here. Got to play more music, because that's what I'm here for. what do we got next? Oh, this is a 78. This is an old friend of mine, Louis Thomas Harden. He was known as Moondog. This is one of his 78s. Poor guy, he would have been 100 had he lived, but he died prematurely at the age of 83. Too bad he was taken before his prime. Anyway, here's a 70 RPM record by my old buddy Louis Thomas Harden, Moondog, on WFMU. Hey, yeah.
Pack my clothes, you go get your these and those's, and away we'll go. Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. To Niagara in a sleeper, there's no honeymoon that's cheaper, and the train goes slow. Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. Someday the stork may pay a visit and leave a little souvenir, just a little cute, what is it? But we'll discuss that later, dear. For a little silver quarter, we can have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low. Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
In Calcutta in 92, emerged from his retirement for the war. He wasn't very pleased with all he heard and all he saw, but whatever he felt, he tightened his belt and organized a corps. Poor Colonel Montmorency thought, considering all the wars he'd fought, the Home Guard was his job to do or die. But after days and weeks and years, bravely drying his manly tears, he wrote the following letter to the Minister of Supply. Could you please oblige us with a Bren gun, or failing that, a hand grenade will do. We've got some ammunition in a rather damp condition, and Major Huss has an arquebus that was used at Waterloo. With the vicar's stirrup pump, a pitchfork and a spade, it's rather hard to guard an aerodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We're getting awfully tired of drawing lots. Today we had a shipment of some curious equipment, and just for a prank they sent us a tank that ties itself in knots. On Sunday's mock invasion, Captain Clark was heard to say he hadn't even got a brush and comb. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Colonel Montmorency planned, in case the enemy tried to land, to drive them back with skill and armored force. He realized his army should be mechanized, of course, but somewhere inside, experience cried, my kingdom for a horse. Colonel Montmorency tried at infinite cost of time and pride to tackle his superiors again. Having just one motorbike, 14 swords and a marlin spike, he wrote the following letter in the following urgent strain. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We need it very badly, I'm afraid. Our local crossword solver has an excellent revolver, but during a short attack on a fort, the trigger got mislaid. In course of operations planned for Friday afternoon, our orders are to storm the Hippodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? The lack of one is wounding to our pride. Last night we found the cutest little German parachutist. He looked at our kit and giggled a bit and laughed until he cried. We'll have to hide that armored car when marching to Berlin. We'd almost be ashamed of it in Rome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home.
I've often heard it said and sung that life is sweetest when you're young. And kids 16 to 21 think they're having all the fun. I disagree. I say it isn't so. And I'm one gal who ought to know. I started young and I'm still going strong. But I've learned as I've gone along that life begins at 40. That's when love and living start to become a gentle art. A woman who's been careful finds that's when she's in her prime. And a good man when he's 40 knows just how to take his time. Conservative or sporty, it's not until you're 40 that you learn the how and why and the what and when. In the 20s and the 30s, you want your love in large amounts. But after you reach 40, it's the quality that counts. Yes, life begins at 40. And I've just begun to live all over again. You see, the sweetest things in life grow sweeter as the years roll on. Like the music from a violin that has been well played upon. And the sweetest smoke is from a mellow broken in old pipe. And the sweetest tasting peach is one that's zaftig, round, and ripe. In the 20s and the 30s, you're just an amateur. But after you reach 40, that's when you become a connoisseur. Then it isn't grab and get it and a straight line for the door. You're not hasty. You're tasty. You enjoy things so much more. For instance, a novice gulps his brandy down. He doesn't understand. Observe a connoisseur, the way he holds it in his hand. How he strokes the glass, fondles it, warms it as he should. Smacks his lips, slowly sips. Boy, it tastes good. Life begins at 40. Then it isn't hit and run, and you find it much more fun. You romance a girl of 20, and it costs you all your dough. But one of 40 thanks you. She hates to see you go. And girls of 20, all they want are big men. Big men with strong physiques. I don't say that it's bad, but you do get tired of those damn Greeks. Life begins at 40, and I'm just living all over again.
That's my old girlfriend. I'm one of them anyway. That was Sophie Tucker. And a song I don't quite agree with, Life Begins at 40. But then again, I'm trying to remember when I was 40. Who was the president then? McKinley, I think. Yeah. Anyway, as I like to say, I'm very fond of younger women. 45 or 50. But I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. Before Sophie Tucker, we heard from Noel Coward and Could You Please Oblige Us with a Bren Gun. Roy Schmeck, before that, Master of the Strings. playing the banjo there, shuffled off to Buffalo, singing too. That's Roy Schmeck. He also died young. I think he was 89 when he died prematurely. Too bad. He's missed. Peter Van Worden, friend of mine, but he's only known recording. It's called Bomb Attack. Very avant-garde, don't you think? We play avant-garde music here on the Circo Cheap Cigar Boudoir with Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, on WFMU. Indeed, we do. Avant-garde. Before that was Moondog. Also died young, only 83 when he passed away. How tragic was that? Moondog with Wildwood. So, I am Courtney T. Edison, and I'm displeased to meet you. I am filling in tonight for Mac Antique Phonograph Hour. You know, I'm sitting here talking to you, but I have a song in my heart, and I need to sing. I need to raise my voice in song right now. I don't usually do this. Hope I remember the words. It's one of my favorite songs by Irving Berlin. It was a big hit in 1914 with Billy Murray. It's called He's a Devil in His Own Hometown. Hold the applause, okay? Hope I can make it through if I remember all the words. I've got an uncle by the name of Jerry. He's got a farm, a great big farm, 2,000 acres of the very, very best land in the whole United States. He's got a reputation in the village, known as a dude, a gosh darn dude. He would never do in New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the lever, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, he's a devil. He's a devil, telling stories at the grocery store. On the lever, has them rolling on the floor. Down at the fair, with all the other heckers, he received first prize for playing checkers, and he cheated. Can you beat it? He's a devil in his own hometown. The band comes in here and does a little interlude. Then I come back. He's got an overcoat that's fine and furry, gold-headed cane that came from Spain. They've even got him saying, I should worry, just like all the sporty city folk. You ought to see the way he spends his money. He bought a box of hole-proof socks. They would never do in New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil. He's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the lever, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it. And when it comes to women, he's a devil. He's a devil, telling stories at the grocery store. On the lever, has them rolling on the floor. In Philadelphia, he had a high old time. He stayed out one night till 9:15. He's a devil. He's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. I'm applauding for myself because I can't hear if you're applauding out there. I had a song in my heart. It's no longer there. It's been floating out over the airwaves. So, we'll get back to some recorded music here with the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, on WFMU.
Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere. the bill. Now I'm in a little trouble, and you're trying to get me killed. Yes, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Izzy sneaked in my kitchen, eat up all the bread. Soon as I left home, started cutting up in my bed. Yes, he is one black rat. Someday I'll find his trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near his shirt tail.
Find out whether I'm right or wrong. Pretty Cinderella, tell a fella what he should do.
Sounding so sweet from far, hear the song of the sweet guitar. This is what then you may not know. Listen to the champion go to the piano. Yes, from the beginning, I like to sing with the violin. Another thing that you does not know, rattle and beat me a sweet quattro. Executor, give me some fun. To the end, he was bound to run. So just bear it in memory. This is hero's last and your voice you ring. I've got my glittering sword in hand. I can fulfill every demand. Wherever I may be, just leave the matter to Houdini. Hero, I'll defend you up to the end. Just because you are my learned friend. And I know you can really sing. And good tidings to me you bring.
Well, that's appropriate. We close the show with good night, ladies and gents, from the great Wilmuth Houdini and his Calypso Parliament. Butterbeans and Susie did Kiss Me Sweet. The Brock Sisters with Pretty Cinderella. There were three Brock Sisters. Lovely ladies, lovely voices. Little Son Joe did Black Rat Swing. And that was it. That was the set. Okay, this is your gadget. I'm off. I'm going home to get plush to the scuppers. Yes. And it doesn't matter how much I drink, because I have full bladder control. And I'm proud of it, and I boast about it often. Nice to tell. I had to share that with you. So this is Courtney, old codger back, whenever Mac needs me or somebody needs me. This is WFMU East Irons, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for a nice young lady. Her name is Irene.
Thank you.